we're not even getting our fair share.
Over the last few weeks, Republican Representative Jay Edwards has tweeted about Jobs Ohio nearly 40 times. For instance, he writes that it invested $140 million last year in 188 projects, but that Southeast Appalachian Ohio got less than 4% of that. Edwards also says more jobs have been created for Jobs Ohio than for his district. And while he's not sure, he suspects politics are to blame.
There's been investments into basically political agencies, economic development arms that created no jobs just for them to build new facilities. There's been monies put into the RNC, the Republican National Convention, which I know stimulated the common economy in Cleveland, but I don't think it created a ton of jobs that are still there today. There's been something put out for $10 million for the DNC to come to Columbus.
Edwards is especially concerned when he looks at the stats. Two counties he represents, Athens and Meigs, have jobless rates that are more than 50% higher than the state's overall rate. And more than 25% of his constituents are in poverty, compared to just under 17% for the rest of the state.
And that's the part that really is alarming to me, and I don't know how to do anything about it, because really the state, it's been set up in such a way that the state legislature can't really, doesn't have a lot of control over what Jobs Ohio does.
And as Edwards hints, that's by design. When Jobs Ohio was proposed by former Governor John Kasich in 2011, he intended to replace the Department of Development with an entity that would move quickly to create and retain economic activity. It was backed by money from liquor sales, which Jobs Ohio leased from the state for $1.4 billion. Jobs Ohio operates as a private nonprofit company and is reviewed annually by a private third-party auditor, not the state auditor. But over time, there's been concern that those audits don't give a comprehensive overview of Jobs Ohio, where its 39 employees made an average of $100,000 a year and got an average 18% raise last year. Former president and CIO John Miner's salary was more than $621,000. Jobs Ohio claimed it worked with companies to create more than 27,000 new jobs in Ohio and $1.3 billion in payroll last year. Governor Mike DeWine promised during his campaign last year to make Jobs Ohio more transparent. He says he's changing its culture with his appointments and had asked for salary information to be released. But he said earlier this month he's not done.
One of my charges to Jobs Ohio is to increase the amount of investment we're making in areas, frankly, outside the three C's, outside Columbus, Cleveland, Cincinnati, to make sure that we're covering the rest of the state.
And DeWine said he wants Jobs Ohio to work with local communities, especially in rural areas, to help them make more viable offers to lure in business. The first Jobs Ohio chief is now perhaps Ohio's most prominent venture capitalist, and he's still a fan of Jobs Ohio. Mark Kwame says it's wrong to focus on transparency and politics.
Never forget, okay, the one of the reasons why we set it up the way we set it up is the best time to invest is during a recession, okay? So should there be a recession in 18 to 24 months, Jobs Ohio will have the financial resources to attract the best and brightest from all around, where all the other state governments will have nothing, because when you have a recession, tax dollars go down, right? And you can't do anything. So it's still, we're an inning, we're like halfway through the first inning. Let's wait a couple more innings.
In a written response to Representative Jay Edwards' concerns, Jobs Ohio President and CIO J.P. Nassif said it's clear Southeast Ohio has struggled economically and that more needs to be done. He also writes, quoting here, "Regions across the state and across the country are most successful in economic development when there is close collaboration with all partners, including elected officials. We welcome input from all parties as it will take a holistic approach over the long term to lift the region." Karen Kassler, The Ohio Public Radio, State House News Bureau.